podcast. Everybody and their brother are doing them, right? Well, podcasts are popular for a reason, and your church should consider having one. And we'll tell you how to do it next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, and this is episode number 430, and my name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
All right, Steve, you had a fan write in. If you're new to this podcast, we've gotten into these numbers, you know, with the episode numbers, and Steve likes to think about engines, cubic inches on engines. I guess if we just started, we could use liters, right? But because we've been doing this for over 10 or 12 years. So somebody wrote in and said they gave you information on the 430 cubic inch. It's a Ford engine, right?
I guess so. Yeah. I can't remember. He said it was introduced in 1958.
Yeah.
So Bill, thanks for that. Cause I was at a loss for a 430. I can go 427, 428, 429, but
yeah. Mercury Marauder. My brother had a Mercury Marauder, in the early 60s. And I think it had a 430. I may be wrong.
Yeah, they were even the newer Marauders, are quite the beasts.
It was a fast car. It was really a fast car. And I never drove it because I was too little. My brother is 12 years older than I am. But anyhow,
moving on.
Yeah, the engine buffs, we're going to do a podcast, I think, on engines. We'll do that, a whole different podcast. It won't be Church Solutions. All right. So one of the more popular things that Steve Lacy enjoys doing in his spare time is listening to podcasts. He has a bunch of, how many different podcasts do you listen to?
I subscribe to, I don't know, not that many, maybe 7 to 10 at the most.
So that's a lot. To me, that's a lot of podcasts.
Yeah. Well, some of them are real short and some of them are longer. And it's, you know, it's, I listen to podcasts when I'm getting ready in the morning, when I'm working out, when I'm riding my bike, when I'm doing yard work, so you get at the end of the week, you've got, I don't know, depends on 4 or 5 hours of listening in. So while you're doing stuff, and we got 7 podcasts and they're, you know, some of them are 30 minutes and some are a little longer. It's easy to get through them all.
All right. So today we're going to talk about podcasts because they are very popular. And as many of you know, we've been doing ours for a long time. And your church should consider doing a podcast. There's lots of, in fact, we even have a new product that we're going to be introducing soon that will actually help you have a podcast automatically. In fact, why don't we just tell people to sign up for the webinar? It's May 14th, and it's a webinar called Preach Once, Inspire Daily. And it's we're going to be unleashing a new tool that I think many of you will find very fascinating and interesting. And you just go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv and you can sign up for free. It's about a half hour long, and I think you'll like it. So how's that for the plug?
That's good. We've been scrambling.
Yeah.
Everybody's on edge.
Everybody's on edge.
Ready.
Yeah, so. Except Michael Gray. He's not on edge.
No,
he's on vacation.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, we won't get into that. So, all right. So let's talk about how to do a podcast. All right. I know you're going to go off script here because you already told me, but there are some steps here. In fact, you can go right now, if you're keeping score at home, to blog.streamingchurch.tv. We're throwing all these domains out here to you. Blog.streamingchurch.tv, because I have some notes here about how to do a blog, how to start a blog. There's some simple steps on doing a podcast, not a blog, sorry. Simple steps to having a podcast for your church. We'll talk about blogs another time. So let's just jump into it, shall we?
Yes.
Number one, before you consider doing a podcast, we're talking recording here. You might want to think a little bit about what kind of content you're going to have, right? Is it going to be excerpts from your sermons? Is it going to be Bible study-like content? Maybe you do interviews with people in your church or different people in the community, or maybe a combination of all those things, or maybe even more. But you want to really decide, what are we going to do here with this podcast? What are we focusing on, And maybe you want to do just something. Maybe you did a sermon, but you just want to do maybe a devotional. Those kind of things. You can do that with your podcast, okay? And you might want to consider who your target audience is, your people in your church, probably, maybe grow to a wider audience. And then, why are you doing this podcast? What's your goals? You want to help people grow spiritually. You want to attract new people, maybe, to your church, maybe something else. So charting your course is the number one thing. Content is important. Am I
Yeah,
right?
you're right. I was just trying to think back to, yeah, on the, you asked about my list of podcasts I listen to now, and there's no church podcasts. I mean, there's a bunch of Christian related stuff, but not a specific church. But in my past, long time back, I used to subscribe to it was actually a pastor on the East Coast that was very popular at the time, and was very funny as well as delivered a really good message. So
And who was that man?
I can't remember the name.
All
Yes, he
right, that's okay. It
yeah
happens. When you get old,
he
it
he
happens.
was yeah I can't remember, but yeah, he had a fall from grace. So
Oh,
yeah,
sorry
so
about that. Well.
he had a some people may audience may know. He had a, anyway, I'm not naming names, so I won't say anything. Yeah, he had some personal issues that kind of took him away from his ministry. So,
I was sorry about that. That happens,
yeah.
unfortunately. So anyhow, let's move on to number two since I got this out of the way, and you have nothing else to add
Yeah. Well, I'm
to
going to derail you here in a minute because we're walking
that.
through. As I was telling Phil beforehand, there's kind of the legacy way to do this, which is we're gonna, talk about how to do it, like we do it today, where we go through and we got microphones and we used to meet in a room and had a little mixer and we'd come up with a script and kind of or an outline and you kind of go through and you've got to go dedicate some time to create your podcast each week. And so we're going to kind of go through the kind of the steps for doing that. But I mean, I'm all amped up about our webinar coming up next week. And one of the fruits of this webinar is how to take your sermons and be able to create daily content for your members in audio, in your own voice if you choose so. So with a daily message, and it's completely automated so that all you do is load your sermon in, it comes up with the material, you review the material, go, that looks good. Got our pastor's been doing this for 6 weeks or so now. We don't have a podcast, but we're going out in other avenues. And it just takes a few minutes a week, and it's completely auto. We're going to talk about hosting and recording and getting your first episode, all that stuff is taken care of for you automatically. So you don't have to find a host. You don't have to do any of these things.
Yeah. Well, and again, it's May 14th, and people can just sign up for it and get in on the action. It's this webinar.streamingchurch.tv. Sign up
Yeah.
and you'll learn more. My video is blurry. Maybe we need to do
You're
a
out of
podcast now.
focus, huh?
I guess I am. Well, that's part of my life, I guess. All right. So, yeah, so that's good. So, let's move on though, because there are people that want to maybe do something a little different. And we talked about content. What are you going to do? What's your goals? Number two is your audio, because obviously it's a podcast and it's audio. I mean, we do video and audio here, so you will see us on YouTube if you really want to step out on a limb and and look at us. But we're on we're all over the place on every platform as far as Church Solutions podcasts. But you do want to make sure your audio is good.
And yeah, spoken from a, I mean, you're a long time radio guy. Everybody can recognize that you've got a lot of history in the radio, so you've got to have audio's got to be good. So it's a, kind of near and dear to your heart. You don't want to, yeah, I don't think I listen to any that have really terrible audio. But yeah, if that's going to turn people off immediately, if you got don't have a microphone, you're just talking to the microphone on your computer or something like that, chances are it's not going to be good. Or I have listened to some podcasts that are semi-professional, I don't know, and they're in a really hollow room, so the audio resonates, and it's just, you can kind of tell it just doesn't sound good. And then 30 minutes in, you're tired of hearing this sound echoing off the walls and stuff. So,
They're getting a lot of echo. Well, and part of that too is, when you're speaking into the microphone, you need to get close to it. And honestly, on these podcasts, sometimes I'm kind of far away from the mic and you get this kind of a sound, but really you need to get up right up on the mic and you need to make adjustments. So yeah, I mean that could be annoying.
yeah.
So
And you don't necessarily need a studio or anything, although it depends on what level you want to take things to, where you have the sound deadening in the room and all that stuff. I mean, you can definitely get away with without a studio and have a very tolerable audio experience.
yeah, absolutely. So the question I'm sure some people are going to say, all right, Mr. Audio Guy, what kind of microphone should I have? Well, today there's a lot of decent USB microphones out there that you can do this all on your computer. You gotta want to make sure you have a healthy computer, but yeah, and you can plug a USB microphone in. I use an Audio Technica. It's an AT204. I think it's 2040 USB is what it's called. It's Audio Technical. I think it's the same
And
one you have, right?
I think so. I probably took
Yeah.
my lead from you. Said, hey,
Yeah.
what microphone should I get?
Yeah. And
And
it's
it's
there.
not crazy expensive, right?
No, no,
It
they're
was like
not. Yeah.
60, 80 bucks. I can't remember. Do you
Yeah,
remember?
somewhere in that neck of the woods. And you just want to be up on the mic. And of course, you want to make sure your levels are good and do all that stuff. We won't get into a lot of that. And there's even these microphones, these screens. I've got one here I just put down. I never use the thing anymore because if I'm doing voiceovers that really need more of a professional sound, I'll use that. But bottom line is there's different microphones out there. And if you get one that's kind of around a $60 to $100 price range, in my opinion, it can be just fine.
Right.
But
And
there some people may disagree with that, but
jumping back, sales pitch for the automated one, you can choose a professional voice or you can use your own voice, so you don't have to worry about microphones
okay, so yeah, but
going the automated route.
you're getting into this automated thing that we're going to introduce May 14th. Just want to make sure people understand that. That's clear. Yeah.
I'm
So,
just
yeah. So, yeah. So, okay. Are you excited about this May 14th
I
webinar?
am. It just kind of negates. I'm looking at it like, yeah, if we hadn't been working on this for quite a while, this is the kind of traditional route of creating a podcast. You
Right.
got to go and get a microphone. Next
But,
one we have is finding a host.
okay, and that's true. But here's the deal. I mean, not everybody's going to want to have their sermon or their devotional stuff on a podcast. They may want to do interviews with people. They may want to do it the old-fashioned way. So that's all I'm saying here is I fully support the new thing we're going to unveil May 14th. Webinar.streamingchurch.tv. Did I say May 14th? All right. So you want to have decent microphones. The next question is, okay, I'm doing a podcast. I'm going to record it. What do I use to record it? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. There's, again, software that you can put on your computer that can record your audio. Audacity is one that we have used in the past. I use something that I've had for years, but Audacity is actually very user-friendly. You can do audio recording, you can edit the software, edit it with this Audacity software. And one of your favorite things, Steve, is that it's open source.
Yes, it's probably the most popular audio editing software, every platform. So Mac, PC,
So it's free.
and it's free, yes.
Yeah. So it's free. So I mean, there's other ones
Much
out
like,
there too, but yeah, go ahead.
yeah. I mean, it's
Much
in the
like
same
what?
category. We're the streaming guys. OBS is another very popular, very reliable, also available on every platform, and it's open source as well.
Yeah,
So,
Live Encoder, OBS.
yeah.
Yeah. All right. So
Yeah.
Audacity is something you would use. And then editing, again, Audacity, you can do editing with Audacity too. So the editing is not that hard to do with stuff like Audacity. Yeah, but the Audacity to be doing this. Okay. All right. So microphone, software to record on, editing, again, not really complicated, not rocket science. This does not have to be expensive. Okay. Let's go on to number three here. Here's one. Okay, I've done a podcast now. What do I do next? It's got to be on some kind of a platform, right? Somebody has to host it. Am I right?
Yes, you got to put your audio somewhere. And this is where things start getting more technical because you're like, oh, I want to be on the Apple podcast list. I want to be on Spotify. I want to be on, what's the other one?
Oh, there's a bunch of them now.
Stitcher.
Yeah,
That was the one I
Stitcher's
was thinking of.
one.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, there's several of them now. So how do I do that? What do I do? Just call up Apple and say, "Hey, can you put me on your podcast list?"
That's where there's services out there that will handle all the hard work for you. So one of the things you're going to need to have a name for the podcast. You're going to need to have a graphic image that is extremely large, at least a 3,000 by 3,000 pixels for your like logo for your thing. You got to have a description. You got to know what category of podcast you need to be in. You gotta have a defined author for it, and you've got to choose a hosting platform that will create what they call RSS feeds for you. So there's a bunch of services out there that will do that part for you. Shameless plug for one that I'm associated with is podserve.fm. And so basically they'll handle all the work. You fill out a form and say, here's the logo I want. They'll make sure that it's the right size. Here's the title and make sure that it's going to work, that it's not too long. And here's a description. And then their company will go forward and make sure that it's on Stitcher, on Spotify, on Apple, on Google Podcasts, and that it's hosted as well. So
And you said that's PodServe.
podserve.fm.
Okay. How much does that cost?
It is a monthly fee. I should know this. It's either $10 a month or $20 a month. I can go look here real
That's
quick.
fine. That's
Yeah.
fine. But and as you said, that's probably the more challenging thing, is putting all that stuff together. And then
Yeah.
submitting it to Apple or submitting it to Spotify or
Yeah. And
whatever.
then
And yeah.
back to my broken record, or you can use the upcoming system we're talking about, and it'll do the hosting and all of this stuff for you automatically as a form you to fill out. Same kind of thing where here's what I want to call it, here's the description, here's the logo I want to use, and
Does this new thing we're unveiling, does it have a name we want to reveal?
it's
Or is it secret? Is it secret?
it's secret for now, huh? Because
All right.
I don't know, because we're in the middle of trying to get the website to a point, and it's not,
Yeah,
we
it's
don't want
not.
people going to the website yet.
Yeah, but you know why? Because I was
So,
working on it. That's why.
yeah, we'll, before the end of the week,
Yeah.
we'll be touting where to go
Unbelievable.
and how to sign up and all that stuff.
Fix all my mistakes. All right. All right. So.
Or just go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv, sign up for the webinar, and you'll get all the details there.
All right,
So
sounds
yeah,
good.
and
All right.
this podcasting is just one of four or so things that you get for just recording your sermon.
Okay. All right, sounds good. All right, let's move on here. Talked a little bit about the platform thing there, and at number four, hitting record. So you want to do your podcast again? We won't spend a lot of time on this, but you really want to maybe do a few dry run throughs with it, depending on what you're doing. If you're doing interviews, if you're, doing different things that we talked about at the beginning of our podcast, different formats that you want to do, you want to really kind of get used to it if you're not used to it. And again, you just want to really try it a few times, record it, see what it sounds like, before you publish it. And as time goes on, you'll get better and better. Steve and I have been doing this for years, and we're still as awkward as ever. So you just have to deal with it.
Yeah. And this point talks about you include the intros and the outros, which is pretty much, I mean, it's not required, but I don't know of a podcast that doesn't have intros and outros. So, and what that is just announcing the podcast. As you listen to this podcast, you had somebody there saying, "Well, welcome to the Church Solutions podcast." And it has some music and some other things. So your kind of your signature music stuff. So pretty much every podcast that I listen to now that's been around for any amount of time has a riff of music or a set of music and then some, intro that's usually just a few seconds
And
that leads up to your.
yeah, and you can get, I mean, you can have your music custom made, or you can there is music online that you can get some of it's free, royalty free or whatever, and then some of it you can just go online and find some music, the instrumental music that you can purchase for a very reasonable price, and you can record separately, record the intro, have maybe have somebody else be the announcer. And then record that, and then when you're using like Audacity or some other software, you can just pop that in there, and then put what you just recorded for the actual podcast, make that a part of it. So you can seamlessly put all that together within just a matter of a few minutes.
Yeah.
So it's not hard to do at all. But
And a quick tip for those, I mean, if you got a bunch of YouTubers out there, they've known this for a long time, but the podcasters do the same thing where they'll take kind of the highlight 5 to 10 seconds of the content and shove it up into the intro so that people want to, as they're listening to the intro, it also has, the highlight piece, and it draws people in to go, "What was that all about? I want to get to the point of this of the podcast where they're talking about that," because that's and so that's another technique
it's
that people will do.
in radio we call that, in the radio business we call that a teaser, just tease them that, hey,
And if
we're
you're
gonna coming up next on the Church Solutions podcast, we're going to tell you how to play music with your left hand next. I don't know.
Yeah, but typically, what in the podcast I listen to, they'll take a piece, they'll cut a piece out of the middle of it that they thought was the best, audio. So, and
You can do
stick it
that.
up there. Yeah.
We don't do that here, but we do have a little opening that we usually have. All right. Intros and outros. All right. Number five, spreading the word. All right. Well, so you're doing a podcast. How
And
do you get people to listen to it?
yeah, and this applies for both the, upcoming automated way and the old school way that we've been walking through. You still need to promote it. And probably the first thing to do is announce it at church. Let people know that, hey, we have a podcast now. You can check it out. And typically you're going to want to name your podcast something that is probably reflect if it's your church podcast, reflective of the church name. And so that as they go, and then if you're, First Baptist Church, you're going to want to make sure that it's somewhat unique. The First Baptist of Lufkin or, whatever it may be, so that people can find it. So it's got to be unique, and it should be related to the church. And that's when you're getting, working through hosting and all that, figuring out what the name is, how you're going to describe it, what your content's going to be, all that stuff.
Yeah, you need to put a little thought into this and maybe even bounce it off a few people that you trust, leaders and different people that you have respect for that understand what you're trying to do, and bounce it off some people. Don't rush into anything. And when you mention announcing it at church, we beat this drum a lot here, but you can't just say it once. People need to hear whatever it is you're doing at your church. People need to hear it multiple times. It needs to be constantly in front of people. So whether it's your streaming video that you're doing or your podcast, get it out there and make sure being put it in your whatever material you have, whatever content you have, post it in the building, in the bathroom, in a newsletter, all those different things. Obviously, as we go through the list here, there's the website. You want to have it very prominent on the website. And of course, there's always social media that you should be putting that on as well. So you just want to get it out there and you want to be consistent in your promotion.
And you want to be consistent in your content delivery.
Yes, that's
So,
right.
and that's a lot. I mean, a lot of the podcasts I listen to are daily, where they have an episode every day, but a lot of them are every week or maybe twice a week, where they so you need to figure out what your cycle is going to be and stick to it.
It's very important to be consistent, whatever it is you're going to do. And that's one of the things that we try to do here. We've been doing this, as I've said, for many, many years, and we try to do it every week. I mean, there's occasionally we will miss a week or so, but we try to do it every week. And of course, it's not always just Steve and I. It's sometimes we'll have a guest on next week, and so we have guests from time to time too. So consistency is good. Just be patient and be consistent and just keep at it. And you'll hone it down some. You'll work on some techniques. You'll come up with some ideas as you continue to do it. But the podcast really can be a real asset to your church, to your ministry. And as you've been saying, Steve, all along, it's a way to connect with people, not just on Sundays, but during the week. And this new webinar that we have coming up May 14th, we'll talk a little more about that. Just go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv. And it is Preach Once, Inspire Daily. That's what we're calling it, the webinar. And sign up for it, and I think you'll be enlightened, right?
Yeah, should be good.
All right, good deal.
Hopefully we're
Okay.
ready.
Yeah. Hopefully you are. So, all right. Well, we're out of time here, but speaking of podcast, if you haven't subscribed to our podcast, the Church Solutions Podcast, we'd encourage you to do so and give us a rating and tell us more about engines. Because we want to know more about engines. What do you know about engines, and what's the latest one coming up? This is episode 430, so we've got we keep going up ahead. So, what's the biggest cubic inch engine out there? Do you know?
There's a like a 652, I think, out there that's a
Really?
crate engine.
Wow.
Well, yeah, there's some big ones.
All right.
We're
Well.
talking.
All right. All right. Well. Bill will enjoy that. Okay, we're done here. Thanks, folks, for being with us. On behalf of Steve, I'm Phil Thompson, and please take care of yourselves and each other, and we'll catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast.